Did we have your attention? Because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who won't ever bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to list about the one who can replace all that's missed?
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just,
there is just something about me.
I don't know everything, but I know this.
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer.
He's my healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
My Savior.
My way maker.
My way maker.
My joy.
My joy. My provider.
Strong tower.
My strong tower.
But most importantly,
and he gave his life for me.
His name.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
So sweet.
Sweet Jesus.
Welcome
sweet
to the Jesus. I've met a lot of great people, but I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
I am your host, Chris Appleton. This is the first episode that I've done in actually a few months, so it is definitely a blessing to be back with you guys. I took sort of a season off to go through some battles. Come on, somebody. So if you haven't already, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and also make sure to check out our website. It is thereachwithchrisappleton.com. Be glad to have you check it out and check out old episodes, but also stay on track to see some new episodes. We got actually some awesome things coming. That I will get into. We have a lot to cover today. I do want to tell you this is going to be a worshipful podcast today. You're going to hear some music, some worship, hopefully some encouragement, some strength. I know it's needed right now just to hear from God. And I just want to encourage you today. There's no one like Jesus. Come on. Be encouraged and enjoy the show. Welcome to The Reach. So we have a lot to cover today, and I just want to get right into it. I don't want to be here for for hours, but today's topic for the podcast is overcoming fear, depression, and anxiety. And I have been wrestling with this topic, been wrestling with this issue, I guess you can say, and topic for the past couple months. And I didn't want to, I felt a lot of condemnation. I felt a lot of things. I just struggled with a lot that I'll try to get into and be open as open and as clear and as honest as I possibly can to let you know some things that I had to do in order to get this off of me. And I didn't want to do a podcast about it until I had done just that. And it has been a wrestling match. I don't know how else to explain it except it feels like it would just wrestle against me constantly pushing against me. and pushing against my mind, and I thought I wasn't okay. I'm supposed to be a man of God. I'm supposed to be a preacher and an end time soldier, and I'm supposed to be ready for this. And how could I allow my mind and my spirit to be weak like this? I never understood it. And, you know, with the virus and, you know, all that came with that and still going on, but it's not hitting me the same, to, you know, the just the unrest and the anxiety of hearing all the news and everything going on in the world, plus people that are in the church and the struggles and things that you hear, people in your family and different people that are going through different things and all this stuff happening, and it just seems like it's progressively getting worse and worse. And how I tried to wrestle with all that on my own for a while, and it really just started to, I guess, mess me up. And today, I'm going to get into it. I'm going to go into some practical things I had to do in order to get this off of me. And I had, first of all, I had to be honest about it and open about it. And I had to talk to people, and I had to be real with myself. And I can tell you that I'm actually standing and believing and seeing God do some great things. I'm getting my laugh back. Come on, somebody. I was going a long time without laughing or enjoying anything. And I can say that that God has really brought me through some things. I never understood how someone could battle these type of things, but now I have a new grace in my heart for people with, you know, I guess mental illness, and, you know, really have a grace in my heart for people that are battling with this. I just want to let you know today, right now, if you're listening to this and you're going through these things, you are not alone. And you don't have to be strong. Matter of fact, the Lord says in your weakness that his strength is made perfect, not in my strength, that his strength is made perfect in my weakness. So I just want to declare over your life today that you don't have to be strong and you don't have to have it all together. That God's strength is perfect in that moment of weakness in your life. So we're going to get right into this. The first thing I want to go into, this is awesome. This really helped me a lot. This is, it's a devotional you can find in your Bible app. I always recommend to, you know, read the Bible app. It's got a lot of good stuff in it, but this was a Journey Toward Freedom, Putting an X Through Anxiety, by Louis Giglio. And this is awesome. I'm going to go get right into this. Okay, the scripture was Psalm 73, verse 26. It says, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God," look at that, "but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." But God. Anxiety. This looming giant in a deep valley threatens, taunts, and intimidates, incapacitates, and paralyzes. This giant is real, and it can be deadly. Anxiety and its cousins, panic, worry, fear, and dread, are complex. There are spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, genetic, and circumstantial factors that can cause us to fall into the grip of depression, pulling us away from those that we love and shuttering our ability to deal with everyday life. To underestimate the problem or blow it off with a "hey, shrug it off and bounce back" mentality is a mistake. I know this because I've suffered defeat in this valley in years past, yet I also know there's a way to overcome anxiety. I know firsthand that you can emerge on the other side of depression and dread and live to tell about someone who is more powerful than whatever has a grip on you. I'm not offering you a quick fix, nor a promise that you will escape the fight. But I'd like to tell you about a champion, a giant slayer, who is on your side in the battle. I've heard stories of others struggling with anxiety that sound similar to mine, yet every person's battle is different, and every experience is unique. A one-size-fits-all approach is not going to be helpful here. But coming to terms with the formidable size of this giant in no way diminishes the promises of God. You can live free from the demoralizing grip of anxiety. It's imperative for you to know that you are not standing helplessly alone in your valley. God Almighty is with you, and He is fighting for you. In fact, He's already taken on every Goliath and won. The devotion goes on to say, over the next 6 days, we will set our gaze on Him. We won't ignore that a behemoth called fear or worry or panic has its foot on our neck, but we will choose to lift our eyes and see someone bigger and more powerful, someone who loves us and plans to lead us back into the light. Once again, Psalms 73, verse 26, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The first time I read this devotion, it was at a very dark time. And as a matter of fact, I remember the moment I was really struggling with panic and anxiety, wondering what the heck is going to happen with this world. I was trying to be normal. I was actually out barbecuing some chicken for my family at the grill, and I read that I'm not in this valley alone, and that I don't have to pretend like there's not a giant that's looking down at me, trying to make me feel like I'm small. I was trying to push the anxiety off me and push, having these panic attacks or whatever was going on. And I was trying to get through it, and I read this, and tears began to stream down my face. And I just began to be so thankful that God is there with me, that I'm not alone in this valley, and that He understands. And He's there, and that He's with me. And it didn't go away right away. Right after this moment of reading this devotion, right after this moment of having this beautiful moment with God, it came back. And it kept coming back. It kept being right there at night when I go to sleep and waiting for me in the morning. And I would pray and I would read. I would struggle, fight against it. It's like, nope, I ain't going nowhere yet. Unreal. And it's one of the hardest spiritual battles of my life, to be honest with you. I've gone through a lot. I could go through and name all the stuff I've been through, and this was just the global pandemic and the size and the size of this whole issue and all the stuff that's going on in the world. And it just started to weigh down. I carried the weight of all of it on my shoulders. And I had to cast all that on Him, and He cared for me because, you know what? He's in that valley with you. You may feel like you're in a valley today. You may feel like you're in a struggle today. And I just want to tell you that you're not alone. That God is with you. And I knew that I had to be strong for my family, but I didn't know how. I knew I had to be a man of God and for my family and not be affected by the things that are around me, but I didn't know how. I was being affected by the things around me. So there were things that I had to do. I had to be strategic, and I had to be intentional, and I had to get this stuff off of me. So I didn't want to, you know, a lot of times we don't know who to talk to about certain things. And we don't know how to bring this stuff up. And we want to make sure that we save face and that we don't look weak and that we don't look like we're all jacked up. But let me tell you, I didn't know what to do. I was at a loss. So I actually reached out. I sought help because in my mind, I was not okay. And I found some awesome resources that are absolutely free of people that are, you know, going through the same thing, but you're able to talk to them and minister. I just want to give you some resources. Now, I don't know how deep into a place of darkness that you are, where you're at today, but I do want to say that you can reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Facebook. You can reach out to me on Instagram. If you don't have my number, if you do have my number, call me, text me, and let's talk. Even if it's just someone to talk to and someone to pray with and just be encouraged by, or just someone to listen. Maybe I won't have the right advice, but I can have a listening ear. And there are support things that are Christian based, that are strong and that are awesome. One of them, I do want to let you know, it's called heartsupport.com. This is a website that is powerful. It's a group of people that are awesome, that will talk with you, that there's different like chat groups, and it's all biblically based. Lead singers and frontman from all the major like rock bands that are out there that are like Christian rock bands and that really want to minister to people that are all a part of this support, you know, like As I Lay Dying, all these different bands. They're all involved in this heart support and reaching out to people right where they're at, and just being able to speak with them and encourage them. And it's an awesome, unlimited resource there. And that's an awesome resource. Of course, let me tell you what really helped get me through a lot of what I was going through was our church live stream. And just knowing that there was a team of people that were putting themselves, I mean, just they were standing up and taking their positions in worship, in praise, in the sound, in the videos, in the editing, and being a team and working together and putting those live streams, and still are putting the live streams, and just seeing that worship team up there singing the praises of God and having it come through and in my house, just that worship really helped a lot. And you can find those live streams at lwccbp.com. That's our church website. It's also on Facebook, Living Word Christian Center, Buena Park. And, of course, lwccbp on Facebook as well. And keep in touch there. There is an app that was, it's guided prayer by Pastor Judah Smith. It's at Church Home. There's an app. You can put it onto your phone, and it's basically a biblical, prayerful meditation and taking 5-10 minutes, and they will go over different topics of things, and you can put what you're struggling with, and there will be a prayer and a meditation and scripture, and they'll read it to you, and they'll pray with you. And then there's also a team of people that you can talk to and reach out and text with. If you're going through something, you're going through some anxiety, they'll send you some scriptures, they'll put you on the prayer list, and it's an awesome app. It's called Church Home, and there's a meditation app that helped me a lot. It's called Calm. I know that, you know, I'm not telling you go out and meditate and all that, but the Bible does talk about prayer and meditation, and meditation has really helped me a lot. It's Christian. I'm not doing any weird, you know, Buddhist chants or anything like that. I mean, it's all just setting my mind on the Lord and listening to something peaceful and setting my mind on scripture and setting my mind on Him. But it's breathing and being in the moment with God and understanding. There's one meditation I heard that the word Elohim actually goes back to breath. And it talked about how when we breathe, that we're actually that because God breathed life into Adam, that when we breathe, it's actually the Elohim of God, that every breath that we take is worship. And that, you know, I never really understood the depth and the power of the breath that we take until you look at this global pandemic, all these people are dying, and you realize that every single breath is a gift, and it's glorifying God. And that Elohim, that breath of, and you're just connecting with God in those moments of meditation, it's really important. And, you know, these are some things that I did. You know, of course, I started working out, taking my health way more seriously, went on a diet. I walk every day with my wife. We do a over 2 mile walk every day. I started this DDPY program where it does movements and different like dynamic resistance. And I put a gym in my backyard. I got a full gym with a heavy bag and weights and all this stuff. And I got blessed with some weights from different people that came together, and they would just said the Lord put it on my heart to bless you with this, and it all just came together, and I got like this state of the art. I mean, it's to me, it's state of the art. It's all brand new stuff, and I love it, and I'm thankful for it. My family loves it, and we have a great time working out together and doing all that as well. We don't always work out together, but everybody has a turn and able to use it, and sometimes we even work out together. But these are some things I did. I actually, in the last 3 months, I've lost 60 pounds. You know, I'm eating healthier, doing, and just trying to be healthy spiritually, mentally, and physically. Because coming into this, I wasn't. And, you know, I definitely thank God that He is doing a work in my heart and in my life, and that I'm able to even talk about this. I was ashamed of all of this. I was ashamed that I was going through this. I was ashamed that I had to reach out for support, talk to counselor. You know, I had to be, talk to someone about, you know, this. I was ashamed of that. I was ashamed that I had to ask my pastor to pray for me multiple times. Please, pastor, I don't know what to do. I'm afraid, and I don't know why. I can't conquer this. I was ashamed of that. I was ashamed to tell my wife, you know, hey, babe, can you tell me everything's going to be okay? You know, why can you just tell me everything's going to be okay? I was ashamed. And now I can talk about it because, you know what, we have each other. And I just want you guys to know that today I woke up, I conquered my day. This has been behind me for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. I have not had panic and anxiety and all this stuff like I was before. And it took being intentional and really giving it to the Lord and being intentional every day about saying, I'm not going to allow this to overtake me. You know, and I've gone and we've done things as a family, and we're doing things as a family, and I was just like, no, you guys can't, we can't go anywhere yet. We can't go anywhere yet. No, today they went to the beach. We've been going to church. We've been doing, you know, and I'm thankful that God is bringing us out. And another major thing that I did was limited my news time, okay? Limited the time that I spent watching the news or looking at the news, because I was up to the minute updating myself on all these numbers and this and that and these tolls and death tolls and, you know, all these projections and all this stuff. And I just limit my time. Well, I was limiting my time to what I consumed as far as the news was concerned, to the point where, you know, I really just limited everything to like 30 minutes a day. Now I can look at the news. It's no problem. It doesn't bother me. I can, you know, I still don't sit and watch it, but I even cut my social media off for a while. I stopped looking at Facebook, and I stopped looking at, you know, I cut my Facebook, deactivated it for a while. I did intentional things to get my mind and my spirit back in balance and right and where it's supposed to be. Now I can go on Facebook. I can, you know, I'm back to, I feel like my normal self. I can laugh again, enjoy my life again. I can share this again. I never thought I'd be sharing about all this stuff because I was ashamed. I'm supposed to be strong and not afraid and, you know, all this stuff. And I was experienced, I was in a dark place mentally. Of course, you know, now the Lord has given me strength and he's doing the work. It's all him. It's him. I give it to him every day, you know. And so I'm thankful for what God is doing. I'm thankful that I'm able to share this, you know, and I hope that it encourages you. You have options. There are tools. There are people that are out there that will talk. I'm one of them. If you do need to talk, if some of this resonates with you, if you're thinking about fear, anxiety, suicide, panic, you know, any of these things, you are not alone. You're not alone. God is with you in that valley, in that darkness. You're not all by yourself there, and the enemy wants you to make you feel like you are, but you're not. So I hope this encourages you today. We're going to move on to the next thing. I want to play this awesome song for you guys. It is a powerful song, and this song, when I heard it the first time, I heard it in tears. It gave me revival. I immediately, when I heard this, sent it to Pastor Ruben. I was just like, you've got to hear this song. So enjoy this song. It's called Rattle by Elevation Worship.
Yeah.
powerful, powerful song, Rattle. I recommend you add that to your playlist and rock out with that song. It makes you feel alive. Come on, somebody. And I sent it to a dear friend of mine. He said, I don't listen to rock and roll. And I said, how in the world do you think that's rock and roll? Come on, somebody. Anyway, I know some rock and roll. I'll send you that. Definitely blow your hair back, so to speak. Come on, somebody. But that's a powerful worship song that I definitely recommend you listen to and just allow it to encourage you to live in the power and the presence of God. Now, I'm going to do a quick movie review here. This is a movie that was so encouraging. I recommend you watch it. It is called I Still Believe. It's the life story of Jeremy Camp. And it is a powerful movie. I'm not sure if you know what Jeremy Camp went through, so if you don't, I won't tell you, but he went to Calvary Chapel College right here in Marietta, met the love of his life. They were, you know, in college together and doing worship and all this stuff, and then he went through some stuff, man, and you definitely want to check out this movie. It's on demand due to the pandemic, all that. I mean, it was supposed to be a wide release movie in March. They actually advertised it at Harvest Crusade and all that. It was supposed to be a huge wide release Christian film. Because of COVID, now you can watch it on demand. But it is definitely worth purchasing. Watch with your family. It has awesome, I mean, during that time of everything going on, the music, they actually play the music like from a band that was big at that time called The Cry. And I mean, it's just all the ins and outs and backstory of some things that while I was in youth group and coming up, you know, heard about stuff, but they show like everything. And it's really interesting as far as that side of it. They stick right to the story as far as what I understand. And then you have to see the movie to know, but I mean, it is powerful. And how, you know, I remember after, at a crusade, I remember it was Spirit West Coast. We saw a band called Benjamin Gate, and the lead singer of that band and Jeremy Camp, you know, meet, and it shows us all this stuff in the movie. It's pretty awesome. So definitely worth checking out. Really encouraging. I don't want to spend too much time on the movie portion of this podcast. I know that we've covered some pretty heavy things, but I will say this. I needed to watch the movie, and I needed to hear that music again. I needed to hear that song again. I Still Believe, you know, and it's just makes you consider what he went through and what she went through. And to stand and say, you know what, I still believe. And it makes what we're going through, what I'm going through, seem so small. But that's one thing you don't want to do is minimalize your struggle. Don't minimalize yourself. Don't minimalize what you're going through in comparison to what someone else. Your battle, your valley, that giant that you're facing, that's yours. And it probably seems huge in your life, and you can't say, well, no one's going through my trials pale in comparison to what they're going through. Don't minimalize yourself like that, because the enemy will make you think like it's something that you don't have to deal with or that you don't have to face because it's not as big as what someone else is going through. But it is something that you need to deal with, and it is something that you need to overcome so God can do a great work in and through your life right there where you're at. That was their battle, that was their fight, and that was their movie. And your movie matters as well. So be encouraged. Watch I Still Believe, powerful movie. Hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Now, I want to close this podcast with some worship. And it's a different kind of worship than what you probably are used to playing or hearing. It's actually the song called The Blessing. This is written by Kerry Job, Cody Carnes, and Elevation. And this is played at Passion City Church. It was released on May 11th on YouTube. It's The Blessing, but it's a symphonic, it's a symphony that's playing this, and it is so beautiful and so relaxing and so powerful. And I would suggest if you're sitting listening to headphones, you know, just turn that up a little bit and just sit back and close your eyes and just listen to this music, this beautiful symphony version of The Blessing. They're singing and all that with it. It's not just the orchestra, but it is very, very powerful. Please enjoy The Blessing. This is the symphony version by Passion City Church.
His favor be upon you in a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you in a thousand generations, and
your family and your children and their children and their children. His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children.
For you tonight. And I just want to declare the blessing of God over your life tonight. Father, I pray for everyone that's listening, God. I pray right now, Father, that you would wash over them. God, that your presence and your glory, Father, would fall in a fresh way, God. Cause waves of your presence to flow, God. Cause waves of your presence to flow, God. And we just give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're with us, God. Thank you that you're encouraging and that you're strengthening us, God. We just give you praise, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory, God. Father, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you for everyone who's taken the time to listen. I thank you right now, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. I am so thankful for this episode tonight. It's a breakthrough for me. I know it's probably not a big deal to some, but to me, I'm just excited because I know that God is going to speak to some people, encourage some folks, and it's a blessing. Now, I do have a few announcements. Of course, you definitely want to continue to follow our services, lwccbp.com, to hear the live streams, hear the music, all that. And then check the website, stay up to date, follow Facebook and all that, lwccbp, the church. Now, as far as me personally, with the podcast, this is the starting point. We're going to be having episodes every week going forward now. And we also... we're starting a new video podcast. It'll be video only. And what it's going to be is a music review show, basically. And we're going to have a panel. There's three guys, me, Manuel Hinojosa, and Rich. And we are going to, we're going to each have a song, whether it's a hip-hop song, rock song, worship song, whatever it is, all Christian music, of course. And we're going to be rating the music and, you know, arguing stuff about it. I mean, whenever you have a panel of guys that are not always going to agree, so it's going to be very interesting to have, you know, these discussions on the latest music, maybe an older song, newer song. We'll be able to take song ideas from the audience, and we're just going to, it's going to be a unique take on what I'm talking about. You'll have to watch it to see. We have very unique ideas on what we're going to do. It's going to be a very interesting show. I hope that you check it out. I think we're going to do like a live stream of it Sunday night, just to test the waters on it, work out the kinks, but then we'll be going full blast with that. It is going to be called Unfiltered, and we are going to have some unfiltered advice and unfiltered critique of different music, and it should be pretty interesting. But other than that, thanks for joining. I do want to say a big thank you to my wife. She has been my rock through everything. She's still, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how thankful I am for my wife and, of course, my kids, my family. But she has been just an anchor for me and a true blessing of a woman of God who strengthens, encourages, smiles. And I'm so thankful. I can't wait to where God takes us, because we're going to be an awesome team. With a woman like her, I can take the world. I love you guys. God bless you. And I just want to say, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your struggle is today, to be encouraged, because God will be for you, who can be against you?